Hello, welcome to Messy Magic and day two of my Podmas series. It's the 2nd of December. I'm your host, Nadee Guy, and this is my mini series for December leading up to Christmas, where I'm dropping into your podcast queue, hopefully every day, with tips and gems and insights and hopefully just little mini gifts for you to think about today in between listening to your other podcast episodes. And today I was thinking about what I wanted to offer, and it's something today's is a mindset tip for this particular time of year, which is as relevant for me, I feel, as it would be for lots of other people. Because it is a busy time of year, and for many of us, there's lots of things to do, lots of things to organize, lots of things to plan, and just lists and lists of things. And if you're not a list person, then it's probably a lot in your head that needs to be done. And I think it's really easy to get overwhelmed and to feel kind of behind and to get distracted by all the busyness and kind of taken away from the joy and the fun and the magic that can happen at this time of year. And those are the things I think that we all think of when we think of Christmas and the end of year. But the reality of it is often different because of how we position ourselves and how we think about all the things that need to be done, or we need to do, or we need to attend, or whatever it is. And I think I did an episode similar to this in a fully blown podcast episode. But today's mindset tip is all about reframing what is stressing you or what's worrying you about this time of year, and flipping it to think about the more positive aspect of it. So an example might be, I'm so busy, I've got so much to do, it's so stressful. You might flip that to be, I get to organize all these amazing things because it's the Christmas season and I'm here for another Christmas season on earth, and think of all the magic that there is in my life right now, and I get to see people that I love, and I get to buy gifts, or I get to make gifts, whatever the case may be, and I get to feel excited, and kind of turning that perception of stress and busyness into excitement. I'm a big believer that we get to choose our thoughts, and when we choose our thoughts, they become emotions, and then our emotions become how we behave and how we act and how we see the world and basically how our life experience is. And it all begins with our thoughts. So if we can be aware enough to catch those thoughts that are not supportive and turn them into something more positive, which is not to completely bypass anything negative that we're feeling, but it's just to look closely at what we're thinking and reframe it into something that might be a bit more positive. This is one that I'm really loving so far, because I do feel, I typically, you know, I need this medicine as much as anybody else, as I said at the start, because at this time of year, I often feel overwhelmed by all the things that I want to get done. And that's because one of the reasons is I put too much on my plate. That's another topic. But I feel like this is a really useful mindset shift, is to think about how exciting it is and how privileged we are to have the opportunity to do all these things that we, in inverted commas, have to do. And to actually allow ourselves to enjoy the process along the way. So I hope this makes sense. I hope that this is supportive of you. I hope it's a tip that you can take today and into the season and beyond, is to have a look at what you're thinking and how you're feeling and see if there's a way that you could think about it differently and feel about it differently that is more supportive and more in line with how you want to be thinking and feeling. So I will leave it there today. I hope you're having a wonderful December so far, or whenever you listen to this episode. And hopefully I'll be with you again tomorrow. Have a magical day.